Welcome to Head Full of Radio, where a longtime Radiohead fan goes through the whole recorded discography alongside his friend, who's only familiar with the song Creep. Will we agree on the songs? Can I convert him into a fan? Let's find out. Welcome to episode number 54 with our strangely titled Bulletproof dot dot dot. I wish I was.
That's quite the song title.
Yeah, don't most bands put that into like parentheses?
Yeah, I can imagine.
Like they did Nice Dream. Or there's a song at the end of this album where they also use parentheses in the right, whatever. Hi, this song was worked on in the 19th... Oh, yeah, hi. I don't feel like I haven't introduced you in a couple episodes.
Oh, I feel like a regular now. Like, I'm a piece of the furniture. It's kind of like, you know, he's over there. It's Nico. Like, let's move on.
Hi, Nico.
Hi. How's it going, boy?
It's going well. I should just edit this into every previous one. We could do a generic one. Hello, Nico. How are you?
Hi, Floyd. I'm well.
It is well that you are well.
So true. Thank you.
Do you wish you were bulletproof?
I wish I was.
Wow.
No, we're going to end up doing this for far too long and people are going to be like, no, I'm losing my mind. So
who is on first? So this song was recorded in right around 1992 somewhere, from what I understand.
Of course, it has to be 1992. Everything's 1992 with these guys.
Yeah, and you remember that cassette tape we talked about quite a while ago on the Planet Telex episode, where it was originally called Planet Xerox?
Yes, that is really
well. It was also on there, and Tom actually sat down and played the acoustic on this, which is different from when you're recording something. You're normally standing in a corner, you know, so it sounds different, if that makes sense.
Okay. I'll say that it does. Makes sense.
Yeah, well, yeah, you might not even notice, but whatever. Hold on, I have to burp here. 1 second. Sorry, I apologize.
Oh, we get burp breaks?
Yeah, if you want them. We just started this episode. What are you talking about?
Just in general, throughout the many, what feels like eons of the podcast era.
That's right. It's really hard to schedule this every week, too, you know, for all those people wondering.
We put in the time. We find a way.
Would you like to hear the quotes from the band again this time?
I do love the quotes. Quote me up.
All right. Collins says, it's Collins is three words. More mellow stuff.
Cool.
Phil said, I did the drum take after a 5-mile run, and it shows.
They're really phoning these in, aren't they?
Yeah. Tom says, if you're in LA, you drive around in a limo in the wrong area, someone might resent it and shoot randomly into the blacked out glass.
Wow. They've kind of got a lot of feelings about people that they're not particularly happy with right now, aren't they?
Yeah. Johnny says, the backing vocal, which is the counter melody in the final chorus, he finds beautiful.
Oh, that's a nicer comment. Especially coming from him.
it's more than just the chords, right? Yeah. I left the funniest one to the end. Ed said, this is the only song that I've ever played on where I was not allowed to hear the backing track. I was just making intrigued. Whooping oodle noises for 3 minutes was the cry from the control room. And he said, bastards.
And where this is going to go. Especially off the back of Just. Like, it feels like it's going to have a similar vibe to it, potentially. Like, being annoyed with a certain type of person. Or maybe they are the person. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's... Oh, look at this. This little one says here, Radiohead solemnly describing a desire to be stronger emotionally. All right. Here we go. Are you ready?
I am. Maybe it's got more depth than I was thinking.
Go! How do you feel about that acoustic guitar? I actually think I can hear the acoustic sound differently, can't you?
It does, yeah.
And compared to High and Dry it and Fake Plastic Trees, it sounds more in your face.
Hmm.
And that, those noises.
Yeah, like it's giving alien sounds. Oh, I wasn't expecting this sort of, I mean, they did say mellow, but.
Yeah. There's Ed with those noises, I'm guessing.
Yeah. That's actually so funny.
I love that guitar. It's such a beautiful wall of sound. Those noises. I don't think I've ever been so aware of the noises until after reading that by Ed.
Yeah, it really adds a whole nother dimension, especially with the vibe of the song. It kind of like takes you to a whole nother place.
Just imagining him in that room making noises, not knowing.
Yeah, like the song is supposed to be quite like intimate, and then all I can think of is just some guy like just waving his arms around and like the back of the studio, like being a doofus.
I like those vocals in the background too, by the way.
Yeah.
Subtle. And there goes Bulletproof.
Dot, I wish I was. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about that one. It was, yeah, I'll let you go.
It's almost like a bridge piece between two songs, kind of like Nice Dream was earlier, between Bones and Just. Bulletproof seems like it's a very pretty piece, but it seems like it's almost trying to lead you down a journey into what you think the next song is going to be. Like, each song in this track list is like a step towards something, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Like, on the journey, and it's like this song was like took the hit of not being like a super powerful standalone, but you're right, probably. I mean, obviously, I don't know where we're going to end up, so I'll take your word for it, but I could see how that would do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I got. Yeah. I'm just going to keep saying that till you shut me up. Yeah.
Well, I wish I was Bulletproof, I suppose. So I feel them there. I don't really actually know. I don't have like a whole lot of things to say about this song. I mean, I usually like these more like stripped back songs, but this one was not doing it for me quite as much. Maybe I was taken slightly out of it by the thought of, was it Colin doing the...
Ed.
Oh, it was Ed. Yeah. Gotcha, yeah. Oh, yeah, because Colin was the one that said more mellow stuff or whatever he said.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like I might be a bit...
That was a weird noise you made.
I mean, I'm being inspired, okay? The weird noise era.
All right, yeah, okay.
But, yeah, what's coming to mind for me is that it's going to be another fill and a half. Like, I'm just kind of was like a bit like, it's not done a lot for me. So that's where we're at.
I would agree with that. Sounds like you got a meeting soon.
Yeah, I'm surprised because I shouldn't. But there you go.
I would agree with that. You know, I really like the song, and I think I rated it there. I almost want to rate it an Ed, just like I did for Just with Johnny. I almost want to rate it an Ed just because I feel bad for what Ed had to do. But I'm gonna do the same as you.
That would be a fitting thing as well. Had our score thing not been like, I mean, it's not arbitrary, but it's like not based in like actual like numerically sound.
Yes.
You know, justification. So the universe will hopefully forgive us for not editing this song.
Sure. Whatever you say, Chief.
Let's wrap it up. I've had a great
time. Okay. I will see you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Okay. Do you actually have a meeting?
No, I'm joking.
Okay. I swear to God, I heard the meeting noise.
No, it was like it was a calendar thing, and for whatever reason,
oh,
it was like something that's happening today, but it wasn't associated with the time. But for whatever reason, it decided to attribute that time to 6:30. So here we are.
Gotcha. Okay. This podcast is recorded over Discord and produced by me, Floyd. The introduction and exit music is a cover of Radiohead's Separator and is available on all streaming services under the band name Lift. Find us on Instagram @HeadFullOfRadio.